and we're kind of going to tackle one of the big ones that have come out probably most recently that kind of presuppositionalists have found maybe even the most beneficial than any of the other classical arguments, maybe since the Kalam argument, but that's a TAG, or the transcendental argument. And so, you know, if you want to be cool, you say TAG. The people right. in the know are in the
so,
know.
Yeah. So we're going to say TAG.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because we want to be cool.
Right. Yeah. And also, when you're writing those dissertations, it really that's helps right. to put those in there. So, all right. So apologetics is proof. We're talking about the transcendental argument in chapter four here. And
so and people should be aware that this is probably when people think of presuppositional apologetics, this is the argument that they think about.
Yeah.
And you know, so it is extremely important. Now, Frame is a presuppositionalist, right? But it's interesting what he's going to do here in this chapter with regard to this particular argument. He's right. going to kind of be real, you know, soft in terms of the acceptance of this argument, right? He's gonna say, yes, I agree with it, but it has various problems. Mm-hmm. And so, you know, he's being an honest and straightforward philosopher and theologian as he, you know, as he deals with this. So this is rather refreshing mm-hmm. to see him as he works through these various issues that he's gonna find with this argument.
Yeah. And this is exactly kind of the reason why he's writing the book is because and why those who kind of start a movement want people to write and critique them because that's where the movement grows. That's where it gets its teeth. That's where it finds, you know, where the outside edges are and tries to soften them and expand it. You know, with Van Til, of who he was writing to and how he was writing. Some things got left in the dust, not for reasons that were on purpose, but men only live a certain amount of time and then they die. And so, you have Bonson that continues on and then, you know, once he died, we have all the predecessors of those who have come after him. And so Frame, I think you're right, does a good job. And we've seen in our interview, we had to touch on a little bit with Dr. Anderson. He loves the TAG. He's developed TAG a lot as well. So he would even take probably a good understanding from Frame here as well, just to get kind of two giants of now talking yeah. about it. So and I'll include a link to the TAG portion of our interview with Dr. Anderson.
That's a good idea. He is one of the endorsers of this book, by the way.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Yeah, on the back there, John Frame's Apologetics of the Glory of God brought about a paradigm shift, he says, my understanding not only of apologetics, but of all other intellectual endeavors as a Christian. Wow. So that's pretty high praise, right? Yeah. Ever since then, he says, it has been the first book I recommend to those looking for an introduction to Christian apologetics. So that's Dr. Anderson there from Reformed Theological Seminary. So,
perfect. Yeah,
you know, he definitely endorses Frame's book here, right? Although, right. you know, there's some nuances in terms of how they, approach things, but rather interesting.
Yeah. All right. So he talks about here in chapter four. In this chapter, we will spend some time discussing the transcendental argument for the existence of God, or again, as we are shortening it, TAG. And it's a form of argumentation that has become something of the kind of bread and butter of the presuppositionists. This is what we're known for. This is what we're positing. And kind of from here, we derive all our kind of sub-arguments. So Cornelius Van Til understood the need to set forth the truth without compromise to require a special kind of argumentation, which he called presuppositional and sometimes transcendental. So sometimes if you hear kind of people in the philosophical world, in the Christian philosophical world, use transcendental, that's kind of they're pointing their flag up for presuppositionalism. And to be fair, too, transcendental doesn't just pop out of Cornelius Van Til. This is a concept within philosophy as well.
As we'll see in just a moment.
Well respected by those in in the philosophical departments as well as being a kind of a titan argument as well. And so we'll see what it's like when Christians turn it over for the glory of God. So we will discuss TAG in terms of its background, presenting the contours of the argument in broad outline, and by raising some questions. And this will be a multi-part, probably a multi-part chapter discussion. So we'll kind of go as slow as we need to, and we'll get some episodes out of this chapter for sure.
Yeah, good. So first thing that Frame does is give us some background with regard to the history of this particular kind of argumentation, right? He says the term transcendental became a major philosophical concept first in the writings of the highly influential thinker Immanuel Kant, right? So Kant was an Enlightenment philosopher. He lived 1724 to 1804. Extremely influential in the history of philosophy and ideas, right? Kant came to advocate the transcendental argument as a new means of grounding the certainty of mathematics, science, and philosophy, right? So this argument was important for Kant. His method does not try to prove, and this is a basic idea here, it doesn't try to prove that genuine knowledge is possible. Well, wait a minute, I thought that's what it was all about, trying to prove something. No, it rather presupposes that genuine knowledge is possible. If not, you know, Kant would argue, there is no point to any discussion or inquiry. So if we can't have it, then why in the world are we talking about it? And so Kant wants to assume or presuppose that knowledge is possible. And then he asks various questions with regards to that presupposition.
Right.